Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Not a happy morning as we start with a double murder-suicide that occurred in East Greenbush, New York, yesterday morning.
Yeah, a mother killed her two young daughters and then killed herself early Tuesday in the Rensselaer County town of East Greenbush. The girls were 6 and 11. The mother, Angelo Matumbo, was 47. Death came 3 months to the day after her older son committed suicide in the same room. Following an autopsy, the Rensselaer County Medical Examiner said that the three died from inhaling nitrogen gas. Matumbo had been the focus of an Amber Alert on June 1st after East Greenbush police learned she was traveling from Dallas, Texas to Rensselaer County with the aim of doing harm to her family. She was apprehended in Pennsylvania and held for 20 days, but was released recently and reunited with her family. The children had, during that time, been in the care of relatives. Police Chief Christopher Lavin said yesterday at a news conference that Matumbo's intention was for her and her two children to die at the same place her son, Mitchell Guatita, had died back in April. Pennsylvania State Police stopped Matumbo in Harrisburg. She underwent psychiatric evaluation before rejoining the family June 22nd. She was subsequently seen by social service workers in Rensselaer County. That agency yesterday would not talk about the case, citing confidentiality. The girl's father has been notified, police said, but they have not yet released his identity.
Just a tragic story. Well, let's head to Albany, where one of the former Beatles, Paul McCartney, is going to be kicking off his U.S. tour after having canceled most of the Japanese tour, I guess. Albany's pretty excited to have Paul McCartney in town.
Yeah, you know, once a Beatle, maybe always a Beatle. Maybe so Sir Paul McCartney starts his U.S. Out There tour on Saturday at Albany's Times Union Center. He's 72, and he was forced to postpone U.S. concert dates after being hospitalized with a viral illness while on tour in Japan last month. Now he's well, and his first appearance since the illness will be in Albany. The Albany show sold out in 28 minutes, with fans purchasing 13,000 tickets. The Albany show is the first of 20 for McCartney in the U.S. He winds up in Greensboro, North Carolina on October 30th. Bob Belber over at the Times Union Center said he thinks it may be the biggest show ever held in the building. It's Paul McCartney's first stop ever in the Capital Region. Belber said his staff has been working to fulfill the requirements in McCartney's performance contract and finalizing security and protection elements. He said it's not too different than what they're used to when former presidents have come to the building. It's at that level. And while the center is sold out, there may be hope for people who still want to go. After the McCartney crew sets up all the stage rigging and gear, additional seats may become available, Belber said. He suggested keep checking the website. They may get lucky, but again, he said there are no guarantees.